Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road all summer long. We have a huge list of places, lots of new places we've never been, including Reader's Crab House next week out in Reisterstown on Thursday the 26th. We're going to be going to Costas in Timonium, which is actually a place we used to go when it was Nick's Grandstand, a place I went with my father when I was a little boy at the Timonium Fairgrounds on York Road, right around the corner from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. We'll be there on July 10th. We'll have Johnny O, our sitting congressman, if you're from the north side of town as well. And we're also going to be moving out to 1623 Brewing in Eldersburg. I've just got all sorts of places that we're going to be taking the Crab Cake Tour, so I'm excited about it. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs, which I had this past week at the Y in Randallstown. If you're listening, why? Because we care. And there's one in every community, and there's pools, and there's all sorts of learning programs and educational stuff. And when I went out to Randallstown earlier in the week, I didn't want to leave. So it was good time. So stick around for that. In the meantime, we're going to talk about really, really lousy baseball. I'm going to welcome Luke Jones in. I'm going to pull him this is going to kill both of us, right? This team, right? 8-0 lead, and they gave up 12 consecutive runs to lose in a minor league ballpark. I'm a man of a lot of words. People know this. I don't have much to say. I feel a little speechless. So you start the party with this. You can start the Brian Roberts excuse parade. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't really want to talk about this. I mean, my goodness. I mean, the Orioles had scored 8 runs in a game once from April 20th through June 8th. They score 8 runs in the second inning. You're thinking, wow, this is fun. Couple home runs.
It looked like fun, too. They were having fun for a minute. They really
no
were.
No question.
There hasn't been a lot of fun this year. It was fun for 5 minutes. It really was.
It's been fun the last 3 weeks or so relative to what the first 7 or 8 weeks had been. But, you know, you have Trevor Rogers on the mound, who he's the one who kind of started the stretch. When you go back to when they started their stretch of winning, you know, what was it, 14 of 20, whatever it was. He was on the hill at Fenway for the nightcap of that doubleheader. He pitched really well. He had been sent back down. He's back up because Cade Povich is on the IL. And you're thinking, okay, like, you stake this guy to an 8-run lead. You know, he had a scoreless first inning, looked good. And, boy, it fell apart quickly. And you know, the foreshadowing was there in the second inning where, you know, he walks 8-9 hitter. He was able to get out of it. But, I mean, he was up over 50 pitches through 2 innings. And just the third inning starts, you know, probably squeezed a couple times. That would be my closest thing to a Brian Roberts excuse. And I do think he was squeezed a couple times, but that can't happen. I mean, you can't let the thing completely snowball to the point where, you know, you've thrown 70 plus pitches and you've gotten 7 outs, and now you have to hand it over to the bullpen. And the bullpen wasn't good. I mean, Cano had been much better and good of late, but he was really bad. And, you know, they bring in Kittredge. Kittredge gets 2 quick outs. I think the worst part about it, Nestor, I mean, and it's kind of silly to say that because there were so many bad parts about this, is Tampa Bay scores 12 runs. The last 9 of those runs, they scored with 2 outs in an inning. So it speaks to just stop the damage, stop the bleeding, get out of the inning, right? And they just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. And, oh, yeah, and let me be clear, the pitching wears this overwhelmingly, but to add insult to injury, they didn't have a single hit after the second inning when they scored their 8 runs. So even as things start to tighten up, and you and I texted just a couple times during the game, one of my responses,
which is unusual, by the way.
We don't do that too often, but I said it.
I have to really have something on my mind to send it to you and not send it to the internet. You know what I mean? I you can read what I think on the internet.
Sure.
Is kind of how I usually think. But this was personal, as they say, right? With you on Wednesday night.
And I said to you, I think it was 8-3 at that point, or maybe 8-4. And I said to you at that point, I'm like, they better score a couple more runs. And they didn't.
Well, I'm going to pull the thread up because I know when I looked at it later, I'm like, I should have tweeted this because I would have looked really smart. At 9:10, I said the Orioles are just bad enough to be living on the edge. They still might lose. I think it was 8-6 at the time. Maybe 8-4,
like,
you know, 8-4, 8-6, whatever it was. and that was at 9:10. And you text me back.
Oh, I talked about the bullpen. Yeah.
We'll see if all our recent praise for their bullpens ends up being the kiss of death.
Yeah.
And it
well,
was. And it
yeah.
was. And it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah. And I mean, all of it. It's all of it. And again, I'm not, as much as I've taken the stance of being much harder on their offense over the totality of this season, yeah, it would have been nice if they scored a couple more runs. And like the fact that they didn't get a hit after the second inning, I mean, come on. But that said, you had an 8-0 lead in the second inning. Trevor Rogers, what are you doing? Yeah, pitch to the scoreboard. He said that, and Mancelino said that after the game. Pitch to the scoreboard a little bit more. You're nibbling and you're walking guys, and you know, you're trying to be fine on the outside portion of the strike zone, and you just start putting guys on. Your pitch count's elevated. I mean, when you have an 8-0 lead in the second inning, for me, the idea isn't, oh, you should go six shutout innings. It's not, no, I'm not saying that. But you should go five or six innings and maintain the lead, right? I don't even mind if you give up two, three. Heck, you could give up four runs or three runs like he ended up doing before he got
How about
pulled.
throw strikes?
But just get into the fifth or sixth inning at least, and then you can turn it over to the bullpen in a much more advantageous way. I mean, when you had the second inning that he had in terms of the pitch count, and then the third inning, of course, he only got one out and he was chased at that point in time. Because I mean, he was at 71 pitches and he got seven outs. I mean, that's, you can't do that. That's a ticket back to Norfolk. I don't know if it'll happen because, you know, Povich is on the IL, but, you know, the worst part about this, on top of the loss, is your bullpen's fried. And okay, Charlie Morton, you better, hopefully it's a good Charlie Morton for the finale.
Yeah, we need 6 2/3 tonight. Sure.
He's going to have to wear it. I mean, if he gets shelled early on, he's just going to have to wear it because their bullpen, you know, it's pretty tapped out at this point. I mean, they had to use Baker in the eighth inning in a game where they were down by four runs at that point. I mean, you didn't want to do that. So,
well, I mean, just
your
a
point,
disaster. They might bring somebody else up to have innings. I mean, because they, Charlie Morton's not going seven tonight.
But they've got,
I
but
mean,
they've
come
done
on.
That a couple, they've already done that a couple times here over the last couple of days. So it's just bad. It's a disaster. It's, I saw Jim Palmer on social media. I saw other fans on social media calling it the worst loss of the season. And when you think about it,
Palmer
it's kind
called
of,
it that, huh? I didn't see that. Palmer
yeah.
blocked me on Twitter. He didn't apologize to me 2 weeks ago, but we did chat.
But you look at it and you say, you know, they had the Easter embarrassment against Cincinnati where they lost 24-2. They had the game at Fenway right before they started playing better, that where they lost 19-5. This was worse than both of those. I mean, those two games, the score got so silly because they got to the point where
position
players.
Yeah, but it was a loss was a loss. This was a win that became a loss.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You're winning 8-0 in the third inning, you win the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. It's deflating. It's everything. I went back and looked. This is the first time they've blown an 8-run lead in a game since 2017. It was I remembered this. It was draft weekend. They were in the Bronx. They had a 9-1 lead against the Yankees going into the bottom of the sixth inning. So that one was worse in that regard. But I mean, 8-0 in the second inning, and you didn't pitch. I would say you pitched like that. No, you didn't pitch. That was the problem. And your offense on top of that goes to sleep entirely. I mean, you know, add a couple runs on, you know, especially when it got to 8-4, if your offense can storm back and get a couple runs there, then you're feeling way better. And you're saying, okay, we're putting the silliness aside. We're still going to win this game. It was frustrating, not impressive, but we still get a win. But for them collectively to go to sleep the way they did entirely, it's just.
I want to have a programming moment with you right now because I noticed something this week. Go to opening day. You go to opening day. We're all on social media. You have your followers. By the way, Facebook consolidated me this week. I don't know if I look differently to you in some way. I now have like a professional insight thing on my personal page. So anybody out there, which is 11,000 of you apparently, who interact with me and follow our work on Facebook, I hope nothing weird changes there because something weird changed on my end. But that being said, I'm in the middle of most games. Five nights a week, I'll put something up about the game just to let people know I'm watching it, to let people know it exists, which, like, once I stopped following the Caps and Ed Frankovic got off of Facebook and Howard Scherr's not texting, I don't get Caps updates in the middle of my game. I don't even know that they've played until 3 days later because I don't follow the Caps anymore, right? When it comes to the Orioles, though, They're an every night concern. They had all of these years where they were just god awful, right? And I out on social media, things come to you. A night you're at the dinner with your wife and you're not watching the game. You go to the bathroom, you look down on your phone, you'll see somebody's status. People are talking about it. You and I talk about the Baltimore Orioles every day of our lives, and we have for a long, long time. We do this professionally. You're there, I'm here, I'm banned, you're not, whatever. But we talk about them. We On the front of our website, I feel like we're almost too baseball centric. We're almost too Oriole centric for what I want our business to be, and what our business really has become, which is this thing started 32 years ago because everybody loved baseball. Everybody was into Cal Ripken. Every girl I dated could name the five starters in their rotation. Like it was ubiquitous to the culture. In 1995, with Cal Ripken in 96 and 97, and Peter Angelos and the warehouse, and we didn't have a football team. That was a long time ago. The modern part of my baseball coverage is that I'll put something up. People, I have been a little taken aback in the last week by how little action there is about the Orioles. Like you and I, they're the Orioles, and we're watching them every night, and we're into it, and we're evaluating. Really, how not very good Brian Roberts is at doing this. How very bad Greg Bader is at all of it and running it and watching it. Because I only my whole consumption of Oriole baseball is Masson. That's it. That's the only thing I have. I don't go to the games. I have you. I don't listen to 105.7 or sometimes I'm in the car. I'll put BAL on and hear Hollander for an inning or something like that. Interest is down, dude. They got their ass kicked and they blew an 8-0 lead. And like I other you're different. You got the hardcores and the people that were watching when they lost 120 games. I'm talking about regular people. I'm talking about people like my wife that would watch them, that likes baseball, that when it's 8-0, she'll leave the room because the game doesn't matter. And I go in and she's in the other room doing something that's important to her. And I go in, I'm like, it's 8-4, it's 8-6, it's 8-8, it's 12-8. And she's laughing about it, but she's not engaged. And she's a lifelong baseball fan. She's somebody who will buy tickets from them. This last place thing, and the word that Bob Haney always used here forever was relevant. When they become relevant again, relevant again. Now, of course, Bob Haney was sitting here watching it every day, taking phone calls. I was here. This is 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I just feel like they're very easy to go away from if it's not you or me or somebody that's shut in who has nothing but Christmas tree ornaments in their house that are Orioles. I'm just saying, like, the general population of sports fans who can give their time to Keith Urban tonight or the Orioles game when they're in last place. Last place, all they have left. Don't tell Katie Griggs this. Shh. It's just us. It's just a few of us. Just the people that have put up with this shit for 30 years and are still willing in the middle of June on a 90-degree night to stop everything, worry about what time the game starts, 7:30, worry about what time it starts on Sunday, 11 in the morning, schlep over to the Guinness house and meet Mr. Splash, whoever the F that is. Like, the team's in last place and they blew an 8-0 lead in the third inning on Wednesday night and nobody's watching it. No one cares. No one's hurt. No one's angry. It's just they're in last place and my wife's in the other room laughing at them. You and I aren't. And the handful of people that are here and hand-wringing and talking about the Rodgers deal and still lamenting Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers and like we can talk that language. You and I can. I don't know whether your mother can or your sister can or your brother or the outskirts, the people around us. My son certainly can't. But the people that go to sleep on it and have been to sleep on it for a long time, they are like cicadas. They are dormant. They're gone. Because when I put statuses up now, I'm not getting outrage. I'm just getting, oh, wasn't watching. They're in last place. I'm done. It's June. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And that should be their real concern. And that's a long soliloquy of me dealing with this ish for 35 years and just saying, you've lost the crowd. They've lost the crowd, and they've lost everybody else that was coming back and looking for the lights and wanting a Mr. Rubenstein. Oh, he's so cute. He's an owner. He's doing funny commercials. Dude, own the team, run the team. Katie Griggs, be a professional. Bring media around. Let us ask questions. You're kicking the press box out. It's like Angelos has been exhumed and nothing's changed, and fans are just not buying their masks and not buying their tickets. I mean, I guess they'll go. My wife watched the Cal Ripken commercial in the second inning when she was still watching the game, and she's like, "Well, I guess people will go and get that thing." You were excited about it, like you're a Marvel guy, so you're a little different than me. You got bobbleheads behind you in the shot. So, I'm just wondering. They chase people, and I don't know that people are going to come back to the soap opera. That's all I'm saying. And I feel that on social media. I feel like we have the hardcores. Man,
They're last place.
last place
I
is just
mean,
a terrible thing,
I think
you know?
I don't disagree with your big picture point that you're making, but like
What do you expect?
if the Yankees started 16-34, their social media engagement would be way down. People would be ticked, but do you think Yankee Stadium would look the same if they were 16-34 through their first
It's
50
not even
games? I mean,
social media engagement. It's just time spent with the pro. It just, I
but I'm
am
just but
gone.
like
You'll go 3, 5, 6 days without knowing whether they win or lose soon
Oh, but I'm on
if
day.
you're that fan. Not you and me, because we sit here and do it every day. It's our job to do it, believe it or not, whether Katie Griggs acknowledges that or not, or Greg Bader acknowledges that. We try to help them. We create energy and enthusiasm around their team for better or worse. We really do. I'm telling you right now, I can't get anybody in. They're gone. They're just gone. I'm watching them piss this game away and thinking other people are watching, and it's whatever that small group is that and they're going to know that number soon. You know when they're going to know that number? Next June, when they find out how many real subscribers they have on their mass and titty. Yeah, you know that, because now they're going to be able to have a head count. It's not going to be how many subs we have or how many Aunt Myrtles have cable television out in Western Maryland that are paying us money, and they don't know it. This is going to be a pay for play, and that's like these Sunday games where they play at 11 in the morning and nobody has the channel, and no, you know, like nobody's going to watch that, including me. So I just they're really in a slippery place
They should
here.
just shut
And
down then, I
by
guess,
the
you
way,
know?
well, in the last week or two, I mean, now you're taking that. Now you sound like you're an Orioles
Oh,
employee. I'm talking serious business with you,
I know, but
because
you.
like they are really screwing this up. They are screwing this up dramatically in how bad this season is
I don't
going. And
disagree,
on
but like
nights
you're
like
acting like
Wednesday
this is like a
night,
profound thing that when they're in last place in
but
like.
pissing away 8-0 games on Wednesday should piss people off. It should
They're already in last
really
place, Ness.
anger people.
I hear you, but they're already in last place, Nestor. I mean,
I'm angered that I spent 3 hours with it on Wednesday night. So can I be angry when they piss
you
away
can
an
be
eight to
angry all
nothing
you want.
lead and they're in
I mean, I
last place
just,
and the new ownership is dog meat? I mean, it's terrible. It's just terrible all over again. The broadcaster terror. It's just terrible. That's it. I want to say that because
I
I
know you do.
kissed
You
their
say it
ass
every
on
day.
Monday.
You say
Kissed
it every
their
day. It's
bullpen's
fine.
ass on Monday.
I just, I don't know. I don't disagree with most of what you're saying, but like, I don't know. Like, there's nothing profound to take away from the fact that they blew an 8-run lead and people aren't paying attention. They're in last place. They played well for 3 weeks and they're still in last place. They've played really well for the last 3.5 weeks in its
I
totality.
guess I
And
feel
there's.
stupid for paying attention then, because I
No,
sort
it's
of
not
got back in
that,
the boat
but
on
it's.
Monday and said they're 6 games out, they're this, they're that. They're Trevor Rogers, dude. You know, they're what? Yeah.
But I mean, again, I hear everything you're saying, but like, it's not that it is that deep, but their current, like, where they stand on June 18th and 19th, 2025, isn't that deep in
If
this.
I'm not pissed after Wednesday night, I just don't care anymore. You know what I mean?
I didn't
Like,
say, I didn't,
seriously, seriously.
no, but I,
There's a
first of
lot of
all,
people that aren't pissed because they don't care anymore. That's my point. That's my point. I mean, this was
that's
my point
fine.
back when I did the walkout in 2006 and said, you're going to keep nerds who like baseball, me and you. You're going to lose every. They've lost everybody else, and they did it again. They did it again. They've lost everybody else again. And I just, and I'm.
That's why this
It
season
was
has been this.
sad, really sad Wednesday night. Sad playing in that minor league ball. It just the whole thing is shit. It's just terrible, all
I
of it.
mean.
It really is, and it speaks to them being arrogant, rich, or wealthy, and not really having any awareness of what this is, as Katie Griggs is hiding and Mike Elias hides and Moneybags is hiding now and Cal's cutting commercials and hanging out with John Harbaugh. It's just lousy. It's just lousy. They don't even have a Billy Joel concert this summer down there. You know what I mean?
They've got the Savannah Bananas, though. I mean, look,
Real baseball. Baseball people want to see.
for the sake of my blood pressure, I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and disagree with you. At the same time, I don't think there's anything profound about the lack of social media reaction to the fact that they blew an 8-run lead when they're already in last place, right? I mean, it's
Nobody
just
was
the truth.
watching it, so nobody got their feelings hurt.
It's just the truth. Like, and
They're
that's what
just
I
a
mean by that.
punchline now. They're
Although, you know, what are the actual measurements on social media? I don't know. My social media, I'm constantly muting people on Facebook because the only thing that shows up are updates about the Orioles, good or bad. And I don't do that because I dislike them. It's because I don't get on social on Facebook. X or Twitter is a different story, but on Facebook, I don't necessarily log on just to see what everyone's saying about the Orioles. That just has to do
I
with,
prefer the pictures of your nieces, you
right.
know.
So like my anecdotal evidence would say there are a lot of people that are still engaged with it now, but looking at it pragmatically, stepping back from what my own personal Facebook page is, of course, interest is going to be down. And that's why I said, you know, if the Yankees or the Dodgers or whoever, you might not notice it as much because they might be bigger markets. They might have a bigger pool of baseball, quote, nerds, to use your term, that are still engaged. But engagement's always going to be down when your team stinks, right? When you get off to the awful, awful start that they got off to. How much of that could they anticipate? I don't know. I mean, you and I weren't picking them to be in last place, so we were wrong about it.
Well, that's why
So,
I'm watching them on Wednesday night when they're coming to life and they've won some games and they're getting better and you sort of come back to it. My wife even grabbed her meal at 7:30. We made dinner. She grabbed her meal and brought it in because she wanted to watch the game. You know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, and then my wife's not a barometer, but but everything's a barometer for when I'm out on bar stools, whether people are watching the game, whether they know who's pitching tonight, whether they're into the movie or not. And they need to get more people into the movie. That's
They've
sort of
got to
our
play that. They've
role.
got,
We have a whole radio station and a whole company that's dedicated to getting their people into the movie. And they don't even understand that. That's how dumb they are about branding. But
you can do all the branding you want. If you're in last place, people aren't watching your product. I mean,
and
they're
if they're
just
in
not,
first
man.
place and they're playing at 11:30 on a Sunday morning and making me subscribe to channels in order to have access to get the
Brie,
game, I may or may not do it.
you got
I
to,
may or
dude,
may not do it.
you've got to get on board with streaming because it's only going to get worse. I'm just like, we're not going back to what TV was 10
No,
years ago.
they have to get me on to streaming and get me
No, but I'm
to
just,
want to give my credit card and care enough to
Roku's free,
find
dog.
their game
I've
on
told you
Sunday.
5 times, Roku's free. Like literally, it's a free game to stream. Now, do they need to educate
How
people on that
far am I
better?
going to go to stream a free game for a last place team at 11 o'clock on a Sunday
But
morning when you're
those
in
are two different
church?
questions.
This is just speaks that dumb and dumber. How about that? Dumb to play games at 11 o'clock in the morning, dumber to chase people away, and whatever ish is for last place and awful on top of it. I've got a bad product that I'm charging you too much for or making you go around dark corners to find it. And then when I get there, it's lousy.
Okay.
That's what they're offering non-nerds. And I use nerd in the highest esteem with you and I because we're friggin' baseball encyclopedias. We've dedicated our lives to this. I sat here with Joel Pooley arguing about whether
I
Bullet Bob
gotcha.
Reynolds was on the
I
74
didn't
Orioles or the
I didn't
73
take
Orioles.
offense to it.
So a lifetime of that means that they should be providing better everything for the fans. And not just the pissed off one named Aparicio that's been thrown out, who was the asshole from Free the Birds and like whatever the names they want to call me whatever they want to call me. Fix this. This is awful for everybody. It's terrible. You got a quad A manager, you got a general manager hiding, you got an owner that doesn't know what he's doing, you're playing in a minor league ballpark with minor league broadcasts, just at 11 in the morning on Roku. I mean,
We could just play this. We should just record this and play this every day. Like, because this is what I don't disagree, right? It's a mess. It's a mess. I don't know what you want me to say. But that said, you can talk all you want about branding and being clever and putting the games, put the games
They
on
blow
broad.
8-0 leads in the third inning.
Put the you can
It's
put the
terrible.
games on broadcast TV the rest of the year. Put them on for free, like give it away. People aren't going to watch it when you're in last place. I mean, they're just not. So they've got to fix the baseball team. They're back to that. Now, do I think they need to fix it to the degree that they were in 2018, where it's going to take multiple years to do that? Boy, I hope not. I don't think so. Then again, I didn't think they were going to be this bad this year, right? We were
If they're
all
not
wrong.
as angry as I am, then shame on them.
I mean, I don't
I'm
think
not
either
even
need to.
feigning being angry. I'm wondering why I've wasted 30 years of my life watching this. I really am starting like that. You laugh, but
Oh,
I'm older than you, and I'm watching people die everywhere. Jim Henneman died, and they couldn't even get his body in the ground before they pulled
I mean,
the plaque off the wall,
I don't
and
think
they're
we
going to
need to
do
go in
away with
that
the press
direction.
box. So it's sort of like it's not even they don't have respect for much of anything, really, of the fan base, of
I respect
anything.
you, Matt. Yeah,
Well,
I'd rather not go in that direction, quite
my
frankly,
direction
but.
is this. My direction is this. They're taking $600 million of our money. I was out at the Y the other day. The Y would love to have $600 million to really do things to help people in the community. You know what I mean? Like people that are really doing things, not looking to pay Adley Rutschman more money or sign Gunnar Henderson or charge
Sure.
$17 beers and call themselves a philanthropy while they make bobbleheads of themselves and players who were around 25 years ago. Like I can't. I'm trying to think of what I can get on board with all of this, other than we've got new ownership and we've got new things. I don't know what else to get on board with. I'm not on board with the Quad A manager. I'm not on board with the pitching staff. I'm not on board with Katie Griggs. I could be on board with Mike Elias, I guess. I mean, I don't know where you're going to turn, where he's going to turn when he fires this guy, because he doesn't know anything about baseball and he doesn't have baseball people around him. They're going to trust Cal Ripken, I guess. But does Cal want the responsibility of saying that I picked the general manager or I'm really involved? Is Cal really involved or is he making commercials? I think he's making commercials. That's what I've been led to believe. That's what I've been told, that he's making commercials. But the fan base doesn't think that, Luke. I've been out on the bar stools. So what I'm asking is the same question, and there was no answer to this. This was rhetorical when that old creep owned the team, right? Who's going to fix it? Who's going to fix it? And I'm really
Mike
pissed off
Elias until
today.
there's someone
And
else to fix it. I mean, it's Mike Elias until it's not. Like, Cal's not running the team. I disagree with you, man. I think the people that are really engaged with the product still know that Cal Ripken's not running the team or it isn't going to run the team. I think those are the casuals who have tuned it out at this point. And look, it's fine. Like, if you've tuned it out, I don't blame people. Let me be clear. I don't think anyone that is actually closely following this thinks Cal Ripken is going to run the team or that Cal Ripken has that much
I
influence
have a
on things.
lot of questions and no answers and no accountability. Literally, they don't want to answer my questions because I ask real questions, and there's no information about much of this other than they drop a press release in and say the Henneman press box is gone and it's going
I
to
mean,
be a
they were
club
always going to
level.
move the press box, and that's happening everywhere, man. You know, that's prime real estate. You've talked a lot about how they have to make money. That's how they're going to make money.
I want to hear,
And
I want to sit and talk to them about how they're going to make money and how they're going to ask
I'm
my
just
community and my
fair
listeners
enough.
and the people that have supported me for 35 years, and they want me dead first. They want me not on a microphone speaking truth. I'm here speaking truth. I mean, and if I'm a little more pissed off or performatively pissed off this morning, you should be when they blow an 8-0 lead in the third inning and you're in last place and you're heading to Yankee Stadium this weekend and nobody's watching the games. And every part of it, I'd like Katie Griggs to sit in front of me and tell me what they're doing right. Tell me what you're
Fair
doing
enough.
well. What are you doing well? What have you added? Any of you, Rubenstein, Griggs, any of you, Kovacs, any of you, what have you done besides fire the manager and put his head on a platter? And it didn't.
Mass and streaming, which they were well behind the ball on that. They were one of the last teams in baseball to offer direct to consumer streaming. I don't have much else for you. I mean,
And they're going to blow the press box up and turn it into a club level.
I mean,
And they're going to do a bit. It's not about the press box. It's about what they're using their money
I'm just
for.
Saying, like,
they're using their money to fish
I
for
think
really wealthy people or businesses that don't exist here.
And I think we also need to have some
let's
self-awareness
take care of the fans. Let's take care of the people that really support this.
I agree with that. But I also think we need to have self-awareness as media that, like, we don't have to have the best view in the entire house either.
I haven't sat in that thing in 20
right,
years. I
exactly.
don't care.
But I'm just saying that's something that I have tried to have more self-awareness about, that as media, yes, there's an important job to do, to ask questions, be accountable, all those different things.
And I'm not allowed to do, by the way, but go ahead.
Correct. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm saying in a general sense here.
They have no respect for the media at
I
all.
Also acknowledge it's not our God-given right as media to have the best seat in the house to watch the game either, right?
I always wonder why they gave me the ones down on the court at the Bullets games.
I've kind of always, you know, that honestly, as someone who sat in the nosebleeds most of my life before getting into the media, it's honestly something I kind of, not never with a resentment or anything like that, let's be clear, but it was also, but it was one of those things that I always kind of wondered. I'm like, kind of surprised that, like, we had the absolute best seats here. Like, understanding at the end of the day, it's a business for them, you know, with the Ravens, the Orioles, and everywhere else, right? I mean, this is happening everywhere. In Toronto, I was sitting in the left field corner by the foul pole for opening day, right? I mean, this is not something unique to what, like, the Ravens and the Orioles are doing something out of line with the rest of
See,
the
when I
league.
say these things, even you seem to take it as like it's an affront to the media. The media are the people who ask the questions, who convey facts and accountability to the fans. All of that has been taken away when they do the things they do to people like me. And to the Associated Press and the Gulf of America and all this stuff that bleeds down from who Chad Steele's sister adores. So I would just say on a media standpoint, I don't care that you have a good seat or a bad seat. I care that they're taking $600 million of our money to take the Jim Henneman plaque off the wall and turn it into something that they believe they're going to get $1 billion for. And they're going to charge this premium thing for this thing that I don't even understand the model for what they're doing while they're in last place, and they're doing really nothing for the fans, really nothing for the people that have supported the thing. It's just one giant corporate ATM toilet is really what it is. And they just think of the fans. I mean, I remember being taken for granted the first time around, you know, back when Peter took my side back in 1994, and he was going to be a man of the people and like all of that stuff, that they're really, you know, this was a different kind of market for that with Brooks Robinson and Cal Ripken and Cal signing autographs all night for fans. That's what built this. And the Colts before that, and Artie Donovan and Lenny Moore and Johnny Unitas. I mean, we were a different kind of market in that way. And Rick Vaughn acknowledges that. And I hope to have him on next week. He couldn't come this week. And by the way, Tampa looks like they sold, right? It looks like they got a buyer for their baseball team down there. But people that leave here and have to go build a baseball team in Tampa or try to build a baseball team even in Washington for the Nationals and say that what the Orioles did here was really special. And it's nice that Katie Griggs thinks she can eat off of it and they're going to sell things off of it and all that, but they're not. And that's kind of the sad part, is that the bobblehead nights and stuff like that, they could do a Boog Pal bobblehead and people come and get it and whatever. But like, that's not going to ring the bell to pay Gunnar Henderson $50 million a year and to raise the boats of the franchise. What's going to raise the boat to the franchise is accountability, front facing. Can I trust you? Are you doing the right? Are you available? Like, where are you? Are you of us? Or is this a Baltimore team? I mean, they did 25 years where they took the name off the franchise. You know, I remember I fought with them for years just to put Baltimore back on the name. So I've got a different kind of history with all of it, and I've watched all the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm just literally judging it today. Thursday, June 19th, last place, 30 years of awful, new owner, bobbleheads, empty stadium, high prices, tough access on Masson and this and that, and streaming. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere. Availability, and what I feel coming back from the community is they're not building their franchise in the way that it felt on opening day last year, like they had this real opening after 101 wins. They were a playoff team last year, despite the empty seats. It felt like those empty seats, when I went to Money Bags at Beth Tefillo 3 weeks after that, night before Trump got elected in November, and said, That's trauma, Mr. Rubenstein. Those empty seats are trauma. And that somebody should recognize my words. Somebody should recognize that for what it was. And somebody should have been working a lot harder the last 7 or 8 months. So on her new job from Seattle, her new $1 million a year assignment to come here and run the team. And I haven't seen any of that. And when you're in last place, there is a tendency to just put your head in the sand because you want to hide. You want to hide from blowing an 8-0 lead in the first in the third inning. You know, like you do want to hide, but the game's on again tonight. Kevin Brown can't hide. Brian Roberts can't. The players can't hide. But it's just poor. Their communication's poor. Their PR is poor. Their broadcasts are poor. The team on the field is poor. Everything about the way they treat Jim Palmer is poor. Everything about it is poor. And I just want to give a report card today because I have been sunshine. I've only had one of these rants since the
You've had a,
season began.
you've had quite a few of these rants recently, man. I mean, and it's fine, like, but this most of our conversations at the night after they lose are this. But go ahead, it's fine. Like it's fine. I don't. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you because I'm not saying you're wrong. Just saying. I mean, it's
Who's pitching tonight?
Charlie Morton. But I would everything you said about Katie Griggs. If this team was in last place, they. If you're not going to win, all that other stuff isn't going to matter either.
Well, none of
Because
that
it's
mattered
just
because
not.
I didn't see any of it. I don't know any.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
all I saw was I was at Jim Henman's
I
funeral
wish they
one
would.
day, and the next announcement is literally a press release that doesn't even say they're moving the press box. It's just this new exciting thing that they're doing in this space that everybody knew they were doing.
I just
And
think
it's just all of it's awkward. You
my
know,
point about the
they
press.
start taking the $100,000 deposits on that the day they announced it. Who's excited about this? Let's go do $300,000 club memberships behind home plate.
Say the same thing about the Ravens stadium renovations. And my point about the press box is when you lead with moving with the press box, as media, we sound out of touch because if I'm a fan and I'm hearing that, I'm rolling my eyes
It's the press
at.
box. I'm not even in, so I don't even care.
But no, but I mean, in general, I don't think that's the best argument. I think the best argument is just that everything they do, and the Ravens with the same thing with their renovations, it's why I take zero interest in that. Everything they're doing is catering to the top 1% of fans, right? The top 1%, not even fans, just the top 1% of, I don't know if I'd call them fans, I'd say clientele, right?
Clientele, right.
But because how many of them are,
The ones who cheer on offense.
how many millionaires out there that are going to really be the most hardcore, that's even a silly way of putting it, the ones that will take advantage of those spaces the most. How many of them are really about the baseball, and how many of that is it's just a social space that you're going to use for clients? You know, thing. And look, that luxury suites have been part of baseball stadia for decades. This is the next step with that. But you know,
They
my
better hope
overall,
there's a customer.
sure, I'd say the same thing about the, you know, the Ravens same way, right? I mean, as
I know where
someone,
they have tens of thousands of potential customers in Baltimore on the streets of the city,
sure.
and they've done a really lousy job
They're
with
sitting in
that.
the upper deck,
Especially with
or
people who
they've
look
been
like me or
displaced.
look like Alan McCallum or look like Rob Long. Like they've done a really poor job with just of young people, just all of it. Just all it's just poor. And I just
But I would also say,
And I think people are
by the
going away.
way, here's a word of advice, though. You keep moaning about the streaming stuff. That's how young people watch TV.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. Some of these things that you think are terrible, I think some of it is also they're trying to grow things long term. Baseball in general. Does it mean it's going to work? No. Does it mean it's going to be executed properly? No. But you just said about reaching young people, but then at the same time, you're talking out the other side of your mouth saying this Roku thing's stupid. Whereas, like, it's a free stream of a game. That's how a lot of 20-year-olds are watching tele. A lot of 20-year-olds don't, you know. DirecTV, Xfinity, things like that. Like, they're not doing any of that.
They're not
So,
attracting those people on that day, and they're telling people like me, take the day off. Just take the day off.
I
Just take the
mean,
day off. I'm going to take the day off on Sunday. I am, you know, so.
you know, what should they do then? I mean, I don't know. Like, everything's so terrible.
Well,
When they try something different, you don't like it. I mean, like, what should they do? That's my question.
you thought they should sign Bueller. I thought they should sign Snell,
Sure.
you know. So, yeah,
And
somebody else
we've
thought
been
they should
wrong
sign
enough.
Burns. I mean,
Exactly.
there's
And
baseball issues, and then there's.
that also speaks to just how much of a disaster this season has been, because as I've said to you over and over and over, I've racked my brain on why it's been this bad, why they not why they got off to a slow start. I mean, of course, with some of the injuries that they had
They're not
in
very good at what
Springsburg,
they do.
but
It's
like
really the
on
truth.
top of that, just why it's been so bad, why it was like the bottom 1% scenario that played out here, on top of all the other things that you rightly have pointed out that they haven't done well enough or needed to do better.
This was their time to do something.
Sure.
Everything should have been
And
done better,
now they're in
different
crisis mode.
lockdown. They
No
should have
doubt.
gone and found Larry Lucchino's former employees
No
and said,
doubt.
how do we really fix this? How do we get Cal
Really, at
Ripken
that point, it
involved in
was.
a way that aren't dumb commercials? You know what I mean? Like, how can we really earn back the trust? Let's start with the Aparicio guy and Terry Crowley and Surhoff and Bordick and all of the people. Brooks Robinson's family. Let's start with people that are a part of this who could help us build this. The people that Peter hated. Let's really get in right with them and get them back because they love baseball. Let's find the people who were the most offended and fix them. We don't need to fix the people that are already coming. We just need to give them cheaper beer and more points on their Birdland membership and bigger, better bobbleheads and gold medallions and trinkets and mental jewelry. I don't. The winning part is so important. They've been doing that the last 2 years. That's my point. My point is they've won. They've gotten rid of Peter. Cal's still alive and well and upright. Palmer wants to do all the games. And they don't know how not to. I mean, Luke,
But they
and let's
have,
do a
but
shoot
that.
interview here. The most offensive thing they did to me. The most offensive thing they did to me was put that whistling clown on the phone with me to insult me. After that, it was like, all right, for me personally, it happened last May 15th that I'm like, oh, these people aren't going to be any different. But then I prayed that, like, they're going to treat me like shit, but everybody else, they're going to be great with everybody else. It's just going to be about me because they hate me that much because Peter hated me and Greg Bader hates me and Jennifer Grun, whatever her name is, has never met me but hates me. I thought, well, if they fix it and I get treated like shit, I'll laugh about it because, like, I've been laughing about it for 20 years at this point because it's so petty, it's absurd. But then I see how they treat other people. And I run into Terry Crowley and see how he got treated. I run into Jim Palmer and hear from Jim Palmer how Jim Palmer got treated. And I think, what prayer do I have? I mean, nothing's changed there. That's my experience. That's not my opinion. It's my experience that nothing has changed there. And it's not getting better under the new ownership. It's actually getting worse. It's actually getting worse because they're not even acknowledging this. I mean, dude, Andy MacPhail put on a Coogee sweater and at least came on and put the lights on and said something.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say it's getting worse. But the cumulative impact of decades of it is what makes it
Buck
worse, right?
Showalter managed this team. Earl Waverman, Tony Manzalino is their
Oh,
manager
but
right now.
Tony
You know what I mean?
Mancini's not, but he's not going to be their manager long term. I mean,
Well, he is tonight.
okay. I mean, I just
What are they going to
some.
do to fix it? That's I'm going to keep at. What are they going to do to fix it? What are they going to do to fix it? They're not going to talk to me. They're not going to answer real questions. They're not going to take any accountability. Then they're not going to fix it.
Well, if they're not going to fix it, then I mean,
Then why am I talking about this? There we go. So
well,
I'll drop the ball on that and I'll go eat some crab cakes and enjoy the
okay,
nice weather.
good.
It's
Yeah,
90.
and we can reconvene and have the same conversation tomorrow after Charlie Morton gets lit up.
Will they still be in last place tomorrow?
They will be.
Yeah.
So
Well, I don't know how.
they've
I'm
got to
not
fix
doing
it.
this to make it funny or interesting. It's just I've laid
Oh,
my soul out. I did a walkout 20 years ago in the
I know you
hopes that
did.
it wouldn't be empty and it wouldn't be despair and that they could grow the thing and that my last name and my cousin's work, who's still alive, would mean something and that baseball would grow again and be a vibrant part of all of the crap they talk about. Bring people downtown. Black people, white people, Latin people, men, women, grandmoms, everyone's family. It's affordable. It's family fun. We're gonna pack casinos. We're gonna build towers. We're gonna have wings. We're gonna drink beer. We're gonna parade around the harbor. We're gonna build downtown. We're gonna be a philanthropy. okay, you know, they're going to take $600 million and take Jim Henneman's plaque off the wall and build something for rich people that may or may not come. And they're not coming now anyway. People are not coming because the seats aren't good enough, or the stadium's not good enough, or the beer's not cold enough, or the club level's gross, you know, old Cleveland Stadium or something. There's nothing to do with any of that. So, I mean, if I were to sit there and say, are you going to spend all this tax money and throw the press box out? But what are you selling in there? And who's going to buy it that's not already buying it? And where are these new people that are going to give you $100,000 to go sit there? Where are they? Who is that customer? I again, deep breaths, Ness, deep breaths.
You okay? I mean, look, they've got to fix,
I wish I were going to Yankee Stadium pissing away a grand this
but
weekend
they've got
watching
to,
play baseball. That's how much I love baseball.
everything you say applies. And look, I'm not impressed with the new ownership group. I was starting to wonder last season, but all those things acknowledged, got a last place product right now that no one was anticipating, and that's a disaster. That's
And
a
that everyone's
crisis.
hiding from too, which
Sure.
tells me all I need to know, right?
Sure.
That's all I. Everybody's a hell of a winner. He's Luke Jones. I'm Nestor. I've had a really good week. I mean, I've had Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish on. Jack Hughes is coming on from Wang Chung. I hung out at the Y with Barry Williams, with John Hoey, doing great things in the community. Tawanda was the lovely woman who runs the Y, who had all of this information for me. So I've done good stuff this week. We're going to do good stuff next week. We got 4th of July coming up. I'm having the folks from the Heritage Fair on from Dundalk because the Heritage Fair is coming back. I'm having Evan Brown on because I don't know if you know this, Luke. Maybe it's not a Pennsylvania thing, but over in Catonsville, they put chairs out on Frederick Road like it's June 19th. There's already chairs everywhere up Frederick Road for the parade because that's how important the parade is on the 4th of July. I'm worried more about democracy and the Constitution than I am the parades at this point. But I did that last weekend. I'll continue to do that next week. We're going to be talking to all sorts of people. We're going to be at Costas in Timonium, the new Timonium, with Congressman Johnny Osheski. I'm looking forward to talking to him. I have been chasing Wes Moore around, but he is been hard to find. He's running for president, if you haven't heard. He's out raising money in Colorado and other places, so and doing other streams. So, but I am focusing on democracy, what's going on in our country, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Iran. So we're talking about other things as well, which might be a little bit more important than blowing an 8-0 lead in Tampa. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking last place baseball, even when we don't want to. We're Baltimore positive.